With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. His words may have been a shock to some people, but President Trump made it crystal clear Sunday night in a post on social media. He says House Republicans should vote to release the files on the Epstein case. The president says we have nothing to hide. A new report finds the federal government's payroll costs surged during the Biden administration.
When former President Joe Biden left the White House, the federal workforce had grown by 5%, but the cost of paying those bureaucrats had grown by 24%. That's according to a new report by the nonprofit government watchdog Open the Books.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says Open the Books reports during the period federal workers making $100,000 or more annually increased by 49%. Those making at least $200,000 grew 82%, and bureaucrats being paid $300,000 more rose 84% to just over $14,000. The O.J. Simpson estate has taken a key step toward paying Fred Goldman $58 million, 3 decades after Goldman won a wrongful death judgment in a civil case against Simpson. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Malcolm Laverne, executor of Simpson's estate, has accepted Goldman's creditor claim of $58,987,858.12, plus 30 years of accumulated interest, TMZ first reported Saturday. Goldman's son, Ron, was killed alongside Nicole Simpson, O.J. Simpson's ex-wife, on June 12, 1994. Simpson was acquitted of the murders in what became known as the Trial of the Century. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman back home after being hospitalized. He suffered a fall earlier in the day. This is SRN News. A new ranking is out of which states are the most giving.
It comes from Wallet Hub, and it reveals that Virginia is number one when it comes to donating money to churches, ministries, and other charitable institutions. New York comes in second, followed by Maryland, Georgia, and California. Giving is clearly strongest in the states that are generally the more wealthy. However, when it comes to donating one's time to local charities, Utah comes in first, followed by Wyoming, Idaho, Montana, and Minnesota. Michael Harrington reporting.
Legal experts say the Supreme Court's decision not to revisit gay marriage this term likely to be permanent unless some of the sitting justices should step down. Chief Justice John Roberts voted against legalizing homosexual unions in 2015, but has since remained silent on the matter. Justice Samuel Alito has continued to criticize the decision. This is SRN News. The World Cheese Awards have been held this past week in Bern, Switzerland, where beauty is in the nose of the beholder.
Scores of judges in yellow aprons circle long rectangular tables arranged in rows before digging in. They either slice triangle wedges out of hard cheeses and press them to their noses, or use spreaders to scoop up soft, gooey cheeses. It was a blind taste test for the 265 odd judges on hand.
But hits of fruit, lots of meaty notes, some ham stock, maybe even that sense of sort of bacon when you're like slightly hungover in the morning.
The winner, perhaps appropriately enough, was a special Swiss Gruyere. I'm Haya Panjwani.
5 students at military academies and 3 each from Yale, Harvard, and MIT among the 32 U.S. winners named as 2026 Rhodes Scholars. They will be pursuing grad studies at University of Oxford. More details, srnnews.com.